This segment of the show is brought to you by the PGA Tour Superstore. See why golfers everywhere are proud to call PGA Tour Superstore their golf pro shop. Visit them online at PGATourSuperstore.com. Now back to Chris and more of the show.
And now back with me on the French Lick Resort guest line is one of the top instructors anywhere on the planet and a guy who's become a really wonderful friend of the show. He's going to be joining me a couple of times a month going forward this year, which is very exciting. And that is Mr. Tom Patry. Tom was a Division II national champion and an All-American at Florida Southern, been named Teacher of the Year just about everywhere he has been. Golf Magazine has named him a top 100 teacher every year since 2000. Golf Tips Magazine has named Tom one of their top 25 instructors in America for the 2019-2020 season. Adding Tom and his instruction is the reason why I became a subscriber to Golf Tips Magazine. Tom has worked with guys like Fred Couples and Seve Ballesteros, and I'm extremely honored he is back with me again tonight and going to be back with me on many nights here in 2019. Hey, TP, thanks for coming back on the show.
Chris, how the heck are you, pal? Nice to hear from you, pal.
Same here, my friend. How are you? You have some exciting news that you've thrown out there this week. Let us know what it is.
Somebody has scooped me up and taken me out of the gutter, Chris. They're going to have me to a club up in Indiana this summer. I'm going to the Hawthorns Golf and Country Club in Fishers, Indiana, just a fraction north of Indianapolis. I've become a Midwesterner, Chris. I've been recruited to the Midwest.
Yes, you have, and it's pretty exciting news.
I'm not sure if the Midwest is ready for me or I'm ready for the Midwest, but I'm gonna give it a spin.
Indeed, I'm sure they're not ready for Tom Patry, but it's great that you're going to be adding a little spice to the Midwest.
Yeah, I'm excited. No, it's going to be great. I'm joining an old and dear friend of mine, Tommy Moore. He's the director of golf, the PGA director of golf at Hawthorns, and he's a wonderful guy. We've known each other for a long time, and we sat down at the PGA show, and Tommy told me he had the best steaks in the Midwest and the best barbecue in the Midwest, and that was good enough for me, and I'm excited to be with him. He's a wonderful golf professional. It's a real honor, truthfully, to be part of his staff. From everything I've heard about the club, it's just a fantastic place. It's just a wonderful part of the state. I will not, I'm going to get out of trouble here. I will not root for the Colts. I will not root for the Pacers. So I'm going to get in trouble there. But I'm still loyal to my Yankees and my Giants and painfully to my Knicks. But it's a great mecca for college basketball and college football. So I'm hoping to pull in an ND game in the fall and maybe an IU game, while I'm up there. So a lot of great things and just exciting to be part of a new venture there.
So when can our friends up in the Indianapolis area start looking forward to having you be a part of Hawthorne Country Club?
That's a great question because I'm gonna land there to start on May 7th. I think May 7th is a Tuesday. So May 7th, I think I start teaching. And I do have the ability there on a case availability basis to teach non-members as well. So I'd like every person in the Midwest who's listening to sign up for a lesson in May because I want to be busy right out of the box. Chicago's not far away, so you guys from Chicago can come south and you guys in Louisville and Lexington can come north. So I can teach some non-members as well, so I'm excited about that. But May 7th will be the start date. I'm pretty sure it's a Tuesday. I am going up there I'm excited about this as well because I'm going to go up there on on April 18th and do a presentation to the membership, a little meet and greet. So that should be fun too.
So, Tom, when I think about your instruction and the great things that the folks in that area get to look forward to, talk about some of the things that when a member gets the opportunity to do that meet and greet, some of the things that you want to talk about, some things that you want them to know about you and to know about your instruction style.
Well, that's a great question, Chris. This is year 39 for me coming up, and I just crossed the 60,000 lesson threshold. So.
Wow.
I've been doing, this is not my first rodeo. So the more I teach, Chris, the more especially with the club member, the recreational player who wants to get better. I mean, most people that come to my tee, one of the things that they hear from me is that I'm two things. I'm a teacher and a coach. And they're very different skill sets. My teaching is my X's and O's. You know, I'm a fundamentalist. I'm an old school guy. I believe in a great setup, you know, great ball position, great way to put your hands on the club, great way to aim and align your body to the target. You know, do you do those things? Well, is your launching pad in order? And then do we start the golf club in a reasonable manner? You know, do we get the club behind us and load it onto our right side? Do we stay behind the golf ball? What kind of motion do we make through the golf ball? Do we rotate? Do we slide? You know, is the club on plane? Is the club off plane? What's the face condition? Do we check all those fundamental things out in that first session together? Do we, you know, kind of put our house in order, if you will? And then after that, I take my teaching hat off and I become a coach. And I ask them things like, you know, how often do they play? How often do they practice? And usually when I say the practice word, they all cringe, you know? So I kind of line my little soldiers up in a row and say, listen, if we're going to work together and we're going to be successful and you're going to be a reflection of my ability to teach and coach at this facility, you can't let me down. I need to see you on the practice tee putting some work in on the things we worked at to make this useful and successful. So I kind of map out a game plan, if you will, for these people about the schedule. I want to know, you know, how, you know, listen, they all have families, they all have jobs, they all have other responsibilities. This is a recreational endeavor, but how much time are you willing to put into this? Because the bottom line, Chris, at the end of the day is, you know, if you want to get better, the number one question I ask them is, listen, how bad do you want that? It all comes down to how bad do you want it. I'll take care, I promise them, I'll take care of your X's and O's, okay? I'll teach and coach you at a very high level, but the bottom line is, how bad do you really want this?
To that end, Tom, like if I, and I was just talking about this with Chris Chaya, but if I came to you and said, hey, Tom, I want to break 80. I'm a 12 handicap. I'm a guy that goes out there and consistently shoots somewhere around 85. This year, my goal is to break 80. How can you help me break 80? What are the things that I got to do to break 80?
Well, Chris, I think if the guy's a reasonable athlete and he's got some discernible time that he can put into this thing, you're only asking me to knock 5 shots off your game, basically. So,
yep.
I mean, let's work from the hole backwards. And I'm going to ask you a question, Chris. And your average round of golf, when you shoot 85, average round of golf, not your best round, not your worst round, how many times do you 3-putt in a round of golf on average?
Probably 3 or 4 times.
Okay, so we'll use the low number and we'll say 3. Okay, I ask you a second question. During your round of golf in 85, when you're anywhere 30 yards or closer to the green, so you have a 30-yard pitch shot, a bunker shot, a bump and run shot in a round of golf, and you have that 30-yard shot, how many times you hit that dreaded skull or fat shot where you lay the sod over it and you don't get that 30-yard shot on the green? How many times does that happen in a round of golf?
That's probably happened twice.
Okay, so we just picked up 5 shots. If we can 2-putt, okay? Now let me ask you a question about putting, Chris. To be a good putter, do you have to be strong?
No.
You have to be fast. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Would be helpful, but no.
No. So if you don't have to be strong, you don't have to be fast, and you don't have to leap tall buildings at a single bound, and the putting stroke is far less complicated than the full swing. It's actually a very simplistic motion. What is the number one reason, Chris, why you don't putt as well? The number one reason why you don't putt as well as Tiger Woods?
I would say it is pace.
Wrong answer, Chris. Time. How many putts do you think you're behind on the practice green behind Tiger Woods?
Oh, well, yeah. Significant.
About 20 million or so? So,
right.
So if I can get you on the green, which leads to your answer, which is pace, if I can get you on the green 2 more hours a week, an hour more a week, 100 more lag putts a week, okay? Is that going to change your ability to control the speed? I would think so. Okay?
Absolutely.
So we can probably we can probably change those three putts. If we can take those three putts off the card, okay? Number one, take those three putts off the card, and then from 10 feet in, we can do some skill drills, and we can pick up just one or two more hold 5-footers. Three putts off the card, one or two more 5-footers in a round of golf, and then we can go out at 30 yards, and if you're somewhat athletic, and I think you are, we can take those three pitch shots around that are getting away from you because of some sort of technique flaw, we can get to pitch the ball, not like Seve Ballesteros, just pitch the ball on the green and not lay the sod over it, okay? Three putts, two more 5-footers is 5, and those three wedge shots is 8. What's 85 less 8, Chris?
It's 77.
That's right. We just changed the golf game because we did things from 30 yards in better. Tonight when I was giving my last lesson at Esplanade in Naples, Florida, I was on the putting green with a gentleman having this exact same discussion, and we're on the putting green, and we're the only people on the putting green, him and I, and we turned around and looked at the range and said, how many people do you count on the range right now? He said, well, there are 14 people on the range. 14. I said, yeah. How many people on the putting green with us? He said, none. I said, there's your answer right there. There's your answer. America does not understand how to change the bottom line the fastest. And I tell you one thing, Chris. The people in Fisher, Indiana are going to understand how to change the bottom line by May 30th this year.
There you go. Here he comes, Midwest. He's going to make you look at your short game, make you look at your putting. That's the thing I love about you, TP. It's that 30 yards in, it's the putting green, it's all about the short game, because that is where we're going to save most of our strokes. But for whatever reason, and I know what a big baseball fan you are, you know, chicks dig the long ball. So we're going to be out there with our drivers, smashing a whole bunch of drivers, and then we might take a couple of strokes on the putting green, and then we're off to our tee time. It should be absolutely inverse. Unfortunately, it's not.
You know, I love Aaron Judge, okay? I love Aaron Judge. We love Mickey Mantle. We love Roger Maris. But you know what? Would you like to have Yogi Berra on your team? Would you like to have Phil Rizzuto on your team? Would you like to have Derek Jeter on your team? I guess you would. Now, wouldn't you? So, you know what? There's a lot of ways to skin the cat here, but the golf cat has to be understood and skinned with the short game, because the only box that matters is the box that says total above it, the one at the end of the card. It's just put the number in the last box.
Tom, before I let you go, I got to get your thoughts on something, because earlier today we saw Tiger Woods named 3 assistant captains for this year's President's Cup team. Fred Couples, Zach Johnson, Steve Stricker. And I know you've worked with Freddie over the course of your career. Talk about having Freddie as an assistant U.S. President's Cup captain, and then maybe looking ahead to a potential Ryder Cup.
Let me make one correction. I've never worked with Freddie as a coach. Freddie's a very good friend of mine, an old and dear college friend, but never coached him. Paul Merchan, who's now in Vegas, and Butch Harmon have done an incredible job with Freddie, so I can't get any credit there at all. He's just a good friend of mine. Naming those people as captains, as co-captains, what a great line. Can you imagine sitting in the room with the collective experience of Tiger Woods, Zach Johnson, okay, Fred Couples, and Steve Stricker? So let's look at that. The greatest player, arguably, Mr. Nicklaus will probably be cringing right now, of all time, Tiger Woods. The wedge play and putting of Zach Johnson, the wedge play and putting of Steve Stricker, and the easygoing nature of Fred Couples. I would say that's a pretty good lineup in the team room right there. I would like to take my chances with those 4 guys leading the charge right there. That's a pretty... I mean, Zach Johnson is one of the greatest overachievers of all time in the history of golf, as far as I'm concerned. You know, if you didn't know who Zach Johnson was, you're hitting balls next to him on a range somewhere, you'd probably give him 2 a side and you'd lose your house. Steve Stricker may be arguably one of the best wedge players in the past 25 years. And who's more competitive than Tiger Woods? And who's more laid back than Fred Couples? What a great balancing act that is. I think that's wonderful. You know what? I feel sorry for the world team.
Indeed. Tom, before we let you go, remind our listeners how they can stay up to date with all of your great tips and instruction and all the great things that you are doing, both on your website and over social media.
Yeah, Chris, of course, it's at www.tompatry.com. And then my cell is 239-404-7790. LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and 2 Facebook pages. So if you can't find me, you're not looking very hard.
Indeed. Well, TP, it's always a lot of fun having you as part of the show. Like I say at the top, it's going to be great having you as a regular this year. I can't wait for our next time together in a couple of weeks. And then obviously the people out in the Midwest need to prepare themselves, because you'll be there before they know it. And I'm not sure they're ready for it yet, but they will certainly get a great teacher.
Listen, we have so many great Midwestern people in Naples, Florida. I'm looking forward to getting to know more of them. It should be a wonderful experience. And Chris, I'm going to make you make a promise to me on the air. You can get from Atlanta to Indianapolis in not too much time, can you not?
Yes, sir.
So you're coming this summer. We're going to do a broadcast from Indianapolis, Indiana, you and I this summer.
I look forward to it. I'm going to hold you to it, so hold me to it. I'm looking forward to that. We will definitely make that happen.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for having me on. I'm looking forward to being on with you as a regular guest. It's so much fun to come on with you, and all the things that you do and say and put forth for our troops overseas. It's so wonderful, and it's something that's near and dear to me. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate everything you do for the game.
I appreciate you, TP. Thank you for saying that. Catch up. Looking forward to catching up with you again real soon, my friend. In between now and then, all the best to you and your family.
Thanks, pal. Nice being with you.
All right. Take care, Tom. That is the great Tom Patry, P-A-T-R-I. And like he says, if you can't find him, you're not looking very hard, because he is all over social media. TomPatry.com, wonderful website with a lot of instruction that Tom has put together. And then, like I say, you got to go out and subscribe to Golf Tips Magazine, because Tom is one of their top 25 instructors. He's got a lot of great stuff in there, and he's controlling a lot of that content, and it's all fantastic stuff. That's why I clicked the subscribe button. As soon as Tom told me that they picked him up, yeah, I got to have that magazine.